Listener Production.
Mostly sunny and a top temperature in the mid to high 20s for Toowoomba and the South Burnett, while just blue skies and a top of 31 for the Maranoa. Hi, and welcome to Darling Downs Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Just taking a look at what we're covering today, Monday, December 5. Man dies in hospital following a serious Toowoomba crash. Premier against plan to cap coal prices. And major changes to the Queensland birth certificates welcomed. First, forensic crash unit investigations are continuing following a two-vehicle crash in Toowoomba, which claimed the life of an elderly man. Around 4 p.m. on Saturday, a Holden Cruise was travelling west along James Street when a collision occurred with a motorcycle travelling east. The rider, a 76-year-old Wilsonton man, was transported to Toowoomba Base Hospital in a critical condition where he died yesterday morning. The driver of the sedan, a 26-year-old woman and a 6-year-old passenger were uninjured in the incident. Meanwhile, December marks one of the busiest times on our roads, with locals urged to drive to conditions to avoid tragedy. Federal member for Groom, Garth Hamilton, has this advice for motorists.
As we come into the holiday season, it's always important to make sure that we keep safe on our roads. There'll be a lot more of us driving about at this time of year, so look after yourselves and look after each other.
A plan to cap coal prices to bring down soaring power bills is set to spark a fiery debate at National Cabinet this week. The federal government has proposed state governments impose a cap on coal prices as part of a bid to bring down the wholesale energy costs. Queensland is pushing against the proposal, with any cap potentially hitting revenues from the state-owned coal-fired power generators. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk last week gave a stern warning to Canberra to keep their hands off our generators. And same-sex and gender-diverse parents will now be able to have their parenting role reflected on their child's birth certificates. It follows the introduction of changes to the Births, Deaths and Marriages Act. Queenslanders will also no longer need to undergo surgery to change their legal identity. CEO of Queensland LGBTI Health, Rebecca Reynolds, says it brings visibility and authenticity to people's lives.
They do not need to worry that their family is different or their body is different or their gender presentation is seen as different and is policed in a way that potentially causes them to be seen as othered.
Now to what's happening in sport and checking the semi-final results of the Volleyball World Beach Pro Tour in Torquay. Kingaroy product Talika Clancy and her teammate Marafe Artacho Del Sola gave the Aussie fans something to cheer about during the podium ceremony by taking the bronze following a win against USA.
Nice having to run the full length. Oh, and she misses. Australia, they sneak the win. I can't believe it.
Meanwhile, in supercars, Brock Feeney has taken home Holden's last ever win at the Adelaide 500. The 20-year-old became the second full-time rookie in as many years to win a race after Toowoomba's Will Brown in Sydney in 2021. Brown came home sixth ahead of champion-elect Shane Van Gisbergen. And it's the daily stories that matter in under 20 minutes. Search the Briefing podcast on Listener. Download the app now and listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.